From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. There are over 1 million avalanches every year, but they kill only 150 people. So, while it's very unlikely you'll get caught in one, here are a few safety tips just in case. Avalanches happen when a slab of unstable snow breaks off from the layers beneath it. If you're on top of that slab when it happens, ski or run for the sides. Same thing if you're in its path. Avalanches can reach 80 miles an hour in 5 seconds and top 120 miles an hour. You won't be able to outrun it, so head for the sides to get out of the way. If you do get caught in it, swim against the snow to try and stay on top. Humans are heavier than the moving snow, so we tend to sink into it. When the avalanche stops, there will be a brief period when the snow is still loose. If you're disoriented, spit. That will tell you which way is down. Then try to dig your way up and out. If you can't, carve a breathing space as large and as quickly as you can. The weight of the snow will soon compress and harden it, restricting your movement. Try to remain calm to conserve your energy and your oxygen. The most important tip is to be prepared before you head into the mountains. Take an avalanche beacon, which can transmit a signal to rescuers. Let friends know where you're going, and check with local authorities to avoid avalanche areas in the first place. Because the best way to survive an avalanche is to not get caught in one. I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with support from Schlumberger, helping oil and gas companies increase production and efficiency while lowering environmental impact. You can hear more EarthDate stories at earthdate.org.